Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, and I am back home in Australia. You have followed me all around the world the last 7 weeks. But I've been home now for, about 5 days. 5 days. Still in jet lag. It always hits me when I come back to Australia. It never hits me when I go away. I never get jet lag when I fly to America or to England, but when I come back home, I always get it. So anyway, my sleep has not returned to normal again yet, but it will. All right, got some interesting news for you in the first hour of the show today. We're going to be talking about the CIA declassification of reverse speech, which is quite a significant milestone in the history of reverse speech. We'll talk about that. In the first hour, taught you about some of my trip and some reversals that Naomi, my lady in Canada, found on my lecture in London. So we'll be playing some of those. They're actually quite interesting. So, and in the second half of the show, I'm going to be having a guest on, and he is a client, and he had probably, excuse me one second, oh, I just had a sneeze come out of nowhere. I'm sorry about that. So in the second hour, we're having a client on. His name is Richard. And he had one of probably the most amazing post-trance tapes I've ever seen, with an incredibly high content of spiritual reversals. So we're going to be playing some of those in the second hour of the show. And which it gets on to the next book I plan to write, called The Still Small Voice. I'm going to start that book in a week or so, and it's going to be all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech. So that will be quite an interesting book. All right, let's move on to the declassification of reverse speech by the CIA. The link is actually on my website. If you go to reversespeech.com, you can got a link to the CIA website there, and it's in their library section, and it's a book, Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Human Communication, which was published in 1991. Now, this is all very interesting, I've unraveled a little bit of the secret around this declassification and what it's all about. So we're going to be going into that a little bit. But to do that, I'm going to go back to 1989 when I was first asked to come to America to lecture on reverse speech. I'd released my theory of reverse speech in Australia in 1987, and that led to a lot of media in Australia. No really any official interest, although I did work on one case for the New South Wales Police with a very successful outcome. The reversals actually revealed the location of the murder weapon, and they obtained a search warrant and found the weapon exactly where the reverse speech said it was. So I had some success in Australia. When I went to America, I really wanted to take it to the authorities. I wanted the American government to look into reverse speech and do further research. I'd thought I'd found quite an amazing discovery with reverse speech, and it needed work done by people who were a little bit more savvy than I was. At that stage, I thought so, anyway. One of my very first lectures when I came into America was to the Dallas police. Actually, it wasn't just Dallas. They invited police officers from various towns. Not too sure where they all came from. And we filmed a TV special for the Law Enforcement Television Network. I did an hour lecture. We talked about some of the cases. At this stage, I was working on cases for the Richardson Police, And we talked about some of the successes of the cases I'd have in working with Richardson Police. And as a result of that, they filmed a documentary, and it was going to be lured right across America on all the law enforcement television network stations. And so that was a very exciting step forward for Reverse Speech. However, marketing people. I had a marketing team who started to work for me when I got to America, and they wanted the law enforcement television network documentary pulled until we had a product to sell. I don't know. I wasn't too happy about it, but what did I know? I said, okay, all right, well, we'll better get some products to sell. And so we started looking at reverse machines, etc., etc. But it was a bit of a disastrous relationship, and I severed ties with them shortly afterwards. It wasn't long after I moved to America at the end of '89 to live, and not too long before I moved there, I was approached by a man in Washington, D.C. called C.B. Scott Jones. Now, Scott Jones was a special assistant to a senator to Rhode Island, Senator Claiborne Pell. And a part of Scott Jones' role was to seek out new technologies and bring them in for assessment. He was always on the lookout for new and interesting things, and he heard about my work, Reverse Speech, through some of the initial coverage I had, so he asked me to come out to Dallas. He was with me for 4 days. We did session work on him and some of my first experimentations with metaphoric structuring. He was very impressed with the whole presentation, and as a result of that, he went back to Washington, D.C. to arrange meetings with me, for me, with the CIA, the FBI, National Service, Secret Service, Naval Intelligence. When the meetings eventually took place, there was a lot of people that I didn't even know who half the people were who I was lecturing to. They were due to take place in 1990, but they were cancelled, and they were cancelled because of a very controversial reversal I found. This was back in 1990, in the days of the Persian Gulf crisis. For anyone who can remember back that far, it was called Operation Desert Shield, before Operation Desert Storm broke. And I was doing reversals on President Bush, George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr., and his Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, and Secretary of State at the time, Jim Baker. And I was finding reversals that were talking about some of their plans. For example, here's one. Let's play this one for you.
I think things are moving in the right direction, and we're pleased so far with the solidarity, cohesiveness of the economic actions that have been taken.
And this one says, sent the Seahawk up.
Sent the Seahawk up.
And again.
Sent the Seahawk up.
I subsequently found out that the Seahawk was an attack helicopter used on aircraft carriers. So there you go. But the word that kept on appearing over and over again was the word Simone. So let's play you this.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
And this reversal says, Simone in the sands.
General Simone in the times.
Well, so there you go, and I found Simone probably half a dozen times, more than that, at least a dozen times. Had no idea what it was all about. And so I contacted Scott Jones, and he wrote this confidential memo to Defense Secretary Dick Cheney. I got the memo in front of me. It's on the United States Senate letterhead. It's stamped by the Office of the Secretary of Defense on October the 5th, 1990. And the memo reads, the Honorable Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense, the Pentagon, Washington, D.C. Dear Dick, nice informal greeting. By technology known as reverse speech therapy, several of us have been following statements made by principal actors involved in the current Persian Gulf crisis. In statements made about Iraq by President Bush, Secretary of State Baker, and yourself, a word that we have never seen in speech reversal has appeared. The word is Simone. I mention this situation in case it is a code word that would not be in the national interest to be known. If this word means nothing special to you, then this is just a non-event, just another mystery in a new technology we are developing. If the word is significant, please contact me and I will provide details about the technology and assist in any way that I can in whatever the situation may be. Warm regards, CB Scott Jones, Special Assistance. So, that memo was leaked to the press, and the press picked it up, and it just went viral. CNN ran the story two nights in a row. You can see the story on my website. If you just search for CNN in the search engine, it'll take you to the CNN story that they did on Simone. And what is reverse speech therapy? It's a prisoner hiding secret code words backwards in his speech. And Scott Jones contacted me, asked me not to talk to the press, to keep very quiet about it, so I did. I did not talk to the press, as I was asked. And the lectures in Washington, D.C. were rescheduled for, mid-91, if I remember correctly. It was certainly 91. And why they were rescheduled, I really don't know. Yes, it had something to do with Simone and the memo to Dick Cheney. Simone, as I later discovered, was an Arabic word meaning a dust storm in the desert. So, and of course, I found this before Operation Desert Storm broke. And I remember when Operation Desert Storm broke and they announced it, I go, oh my God, that's what Simone is, a dust storm in the desert or desert storm. So, without knowing it, I'd actually cracked a major national secret. And Scott Jones lost his job as a result of that event. I don't know the full story behind why, but I know that he got in trouble for the whole thing. And other than the CNN news story, there was nothing else in the press about it, and in the next 6 months or so, I was invited to Washington, D.C. to do, we did a five-day workshop on reverse speech to the CIA, the FBI, National Service, the Secret Service, Naval Intelligence. There were a couple of dozen people there, and I didn't know who a lot of them were. They were all very excited by reverse speech, very excited. They talked about doing pouring research funding into it, getting me involved in the research, and really seeing what the capabilities of reverse speech were. And I was received very warmly with great enthusiasm in the 5 days I spent in Washington, D.C. giving this workshop. Then I had a long chat with a top agent from the FBI who I communicated with after the lecture, and sent him a lot of my notes, everything, and books, and there we go. And then then after that, nothing much seemed to happen. It was a bit of a non-event. The FBI never got back in touch with me. The only other contact I had was back in 94, I think it was, when we had the siege in Waco, Texas, with David Koresh and the Davidians. And the FBI contacted me then to do a personality profile on David Koresh based on his reversals, and which I was quite excited to do, which I dutifully did, and submitted a report to the FBI, and nothing happened. Except after the compound burned down, I got a phone call from an agent. And basically, the agent said, don't go to the press. Well, I'd already gone to the press. And you can actually see that clipping on my website that talks about me working for the FBI. Anyway, they wanted me to go to not go to the press anymore and to keep reverse speech secret. And if I didn't, I would be, quote, unquote, crushed. And which is really quite a stunning thing to say. And if you remember, we had our guest on my show 2 weeks ago, author Kathleen Hawkins, reverse speech practitioner, who did some work for the local police on the case, and the FBI rang her and told her to stop using reverse speech. And the police department was told by the FBI to stop using reverse speech. And that's the last I heard of it. And I've heard consistent rumors over the years about the CIA doing their own experimentation. I've heard consistent rumors about the FBI using reverse speech, but none of it's been verified or validated until just this week, when I was informed that under the Freedom of Information Act, my book, Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages and Human Communication, was listed on the CIA website in their electronic reading room. Gives me full credit for the discovery of reverse speech. So this is a very significant posting for many, many, many reasons. I did quite a lot of research into it online to see what else I could find out. It is entitled Document Type CREST. And I looked at CREST, and CREST is a 25-year program archive, which automatically declassifies records 25 years or older. And this was declassified in November the 4th, 2016. And my lectures in Washington, D.C. took place in 1991, so that is 25 years later. So not only does this the story gets better. So not only is this some physical proof that these lectures actually took place to the naysayers out there who have accused me over the years of manufacturing the whole thing, not only did they take place, but the CIA showed sufficient interest to open up a file. And it was placed in the Stargate file. It was part of the Stargate program. And Stargate, for those of you who don't know, is an umbrella code name of one of several sub-projects established by the U.S. government to investigate claims of psychic phenomena with potential military and domestic applications, particularly remote viewing, the purported ability to psychically see events, sights, and information from a great distance. So, they opened up a file, attached it to Project Stargate, which was to investigate the psychic phenomenon. Now, this was all shut down in 96. They shut down Operation Stargate, but this release was released exactly 25 years to the day, almost to the day, November 4th, when not long after the book Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Human Communication came out. That was published in 91. We know that the FBI bought 21 copies of the book. How many copies of the book the CIA bought, I don't know. But if you go to their listing, and the link is on the Reverse Speech website, and click on it, you can go and see the release they've made. And they've got a PDF of the chapters and footnotes of the book. They haven't got the whole book. But interestingly enough, the sales of the book, Hidden Messages in Human Communication, has gone up the last two or three weeks. So that's very interesting because this posting on the CIA website is all about the book, Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Human Communication by David John Oates. So there you go, very significant step. We know for sure now that the CIA did take an active interest in reverse speech, going so far as to lump it in together with the Stargate program. Now this is just their first release. I want to see what's going to come out next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. What other work did they do? Clearly some work was sparked by my lectures, as is evidenced by this post. Anyway, there's our break. We'll continue with these discussions when we come back. I'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back talking about the recent declassification under the Freedom of Information Act of the reverse speech, which proves that they took the whole research seriously enough to assign it to a project. What else they've done with it, we'll have to wait until further releases come out. You know, what would be interesting is they've actually got a file on Simone, because that was the thing that caused all the problems, was the file on Simone. So, and I just did a quick search, and I can't see it here. So there we go, it's not there. Anyway, interesting stuff. Okay, I'm going to read you a letter that Scott Jones wrote to me in 95 after doing the rounds in Washington. And he says, "Dear David, as I reflect upon our professional relationship centered around reverse speech therapy, I note the shared concern that up to this point, its potential and capabilities have failed to be fairly assessed. You correctly assume a large part of the situation. It has been difficult for you to concurrently to develop the technology and to protect it from a few who want to exploit it without giving you the credit you deserve and without apparent concern about the significant ethical issues involved in its use. While the gestation of reverse speech therapy has been long, I urge patience and persistence in continuing the high road that you have selected to bring it into the mainstream of mental health and commercial applications. You have long recognized the important ethical issues inherent in its use. What we have all underestimated is the resistance to give this technology a fair assessment. This is, I suspect, the predictable fate of any new technology that threatens to have a profound impact on existing belief structures and behavior. The fact that it is simultaneously simple in its application and penetrating in effect makes it appear suspect and dangerous. Don't give up on it. Focus your efforts to a few important areas. There will be a day when it will be broadly used and its importance recognized and appreciated for the degree of truthfulness that it ushered into society." That's quite an amazing letter. The day will come. Reverse speech will be recognized. It cannot help but happen. It is the truth. It's as simple as that. Very easily proven, very easily validated. You know, I got several emails, well, lots of emails this week about the revelation about the CIA, and I got one from a former FBI agent who tells me that the FBI did use reverse speech on quite a regular basis in the field. So that's an unconfirmed report. But there you go. That's what we found. And if you do a search for reverse speech, the only listing you find is that one listing that I have talked about. So, okay, I did a lecture in London on 2 weekends ago, and my lady in Canada, Naomi, much to my surprise, did some reversals on some of the lecture. So we're going to play you some of those reversals. And here we go. It's the first one.
She found some of the ones on Theresa May, and I did some myself. So here is me on a radio interview in London. So let's run it forwards.
All right, and the reversal says, "A lover I am, she lead us. A lover I am, she lead us. Very powerful metaphor. She is a metaphor of creation. It's the active dominant metaphor involved in creation and manifestation. It's one of the most powerful metaphors in reverse speech. And to say a lover I am, I love reverse speech. I love it with the passion. My love of this technology comes across as I lecture. So when I say a lover I am, I love reverse speech. I'm being genuine and honest in my motives. And she, I'm acknowledging the powerful metaphor of she, lead us. In other words, the way will open before us as we walk forwards, the way will become apparent. So here we go. So let's run this one forwards. Here's the forwards again.
She found some of the ones on Theresa May, and I did some myself. So here is me on a radio interview in London. So let's run it forwards.
Okay, a lover I am, she lead us. So there we go, there's the first one. Here's the next one.
We know all the past, we know all the future. It's just a matter of asking the right questions and tapping into the right information to get this information out. Such an incredibly, amazingly powerful technology. It constantly takes my breath away.
And Versa says, does she fall on you?
Does she fall on you?
Does she fall on you? Does she fall on you?
Well, yeah, that's a bit of me recognizing the enormous responsibility and burden. Not just responsibility, it's a burden to carry reverse speech around. It's a lot of work, a lot of issues, a lot of problems. It's been a long, hard road. Does she fall on you? Yes, she does. She does fall on me. It falls on me to get this word out there. Okay, now here's a reversal that's not related to the fours, but I know exactly what it means. So here we go.
So intrepid me says, oh, I'm not going to be stopped by this, so go and hire a four-wheel drive.
Reversal says, the wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Wow.
Wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Okay, the setup, the wolf, your wolf, I heard, that's related to a completely separate matter. Let us just say a conflict in London. I'm not going to go into any more than that. And that's what the reversal purports to, a conflict in London I had. So here it is again.
So intrepid me says, oh, I'm not going to be stopped by this, so go and hire a four-wheel drive.
And the wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
There it is.
Wolf, your wolf, I heard a setup.
Okay, I was attempted to be set up. But I saw it, and I wasn't. Next reversal along.
On the wrong side of the road.
Okay, so here we go. Sorry, I started too soon.
And snow, it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Before too long, I'm driving in this raging blizzard on the wrong side of the road and down to 10 miles an hour. And so this reversal on a highway, there's a chill here, came dramatically true. Now, there's no way I could have known that because I hadn't planned on driving. I was planning on flying. So my unconscious was able to tap into and give me a future event.
Now, here I say, together, look, they are one. And I'm trying to, in that reverse, I know what that means. I'm trying to communicate the multifaceted aspect of reverse speech. Reverse speech comes from many different levels of the psyche. And together, they all work together as one. So together, look, they are one. The reverse speech is reflecting and tapping into the many different parts of us. Okay, here is me again.
We know all the past, we know all the future. It's just a matter of asking the right questions and tapping into the right information to get this information out. Such an incredibly, amazingly powerful technology. It constantly takes my breath away.
And the verse says, you'll see I'm the pillar.
You'll see I'm the pillar.
You'll see I'm the pillar. You'll see I'm the pillar.
Yeah, I'm the pillar of reverse speech. I'm the one who's standing, keeping it going right now. We're not quite at the stage yet where it can go on without me. We're still a few. Depends on how many people sign up for training. We need people trained in this technology. Boy, gee whiz, I say that with such frustration sometimes. We need more people out there. You know, a CIA psychologist who attended the workshops in Washington in 1991 said, this can't be true. It would mean there are no more secrets. And yes, that's what it means. It means there are no more secrets. And we need teams, dozens, hundreds of people out there reversing tapes, finding out all the hidden secrets and mysteries. I get, in the office we get a dozen at least requests each week for people wanting analysis done on this personality or that personality, and I mean there's just no way that we can do it all. Just so much work to be done, so many tapes to analyze. I spent most of last year looking at the moon landings and JFK assassination in the spare time I had, and I talk a little bit about that at my workshop in London. By the way, the workshop in London is on YouTube. You can go into YouTube and watch it. It's also on the front page of the Reverse Speech website. So go and look at the workshop in London and tell me what you think, what you thought of it. Okay, we've had a few people go and view it, so that's pretty cool. So, and of course, it was also a film for the documentary, as was my lecture in Ashland, which I've already told you all about. So we've got more footage in the documentary. We're on the last legs of making it now. We're moving towards a 2018 release. So that's the current plans. 2018 release. This latest information about the CIA's at least interest in reverse speech has put the documentary in a slightly different direction, because it gives us some validation is what it does, that there was enough interest caused in reverse speech for it to be looked at. Its original classification was classification K, whatever that means. I searched for classification K and couldn't find anything on the net about it. The document type is CREST. I searched for CREST. That's an automatic 25-year release under the Freedom of Information Act. So that's why it came out November of 2016, because that was 25 years since the book came out. So there you go. All very interesting stuff, and certainly quite a major milestone for reverse speech. And I would be going to my website, getting that post, and spreading it around. It needs to be known that that these meetings actually happen, and the CIA did have an active interest in reverse speech. Of course, they may be doing a whole bunch of more stuff with it that we don't know about, and I wait to see what is released at the end of this year and next year. Will we see any other work that they've done on reverse speech? I don't know. The Stargate project was closed down in 1995, 96. So if anything's happened after that or since that stopped, I don't know. But the record for this was created in November 2016. And thank you to Tiffany, who I've had on the show, who alerted me to this. And I'm not too sure how she found out. I would actually like to know how she found the listing. But it validates my early meetings I gave 25 years ago in Washington, D.C., when I was a very young, naive Aussie. I took reverse speech to the government first because I thought the government was the right people to take it to. Turns out it wasn't. They just left me cold. God, the number of times I've been left cold with reverse speech is just absolutely stunning, stunning. My autobiography is going to be out very soon. My editor tells me she's about 2 months away from finishing the editing process. It's going to be about 550 pages, so it's a pretty big book. And all of the stuff will be covered in the book, the meetings in Washington, the death threats, the house fires, the computer hackings. Oh, my God, I lived a Hollywood movie story in America for the 10 years I was there. Had no problems at all since I've been back home in Australia, so that's good. So there you go. That's all I can tell you about that. Nowadays, well, reverse speech is getting out there. Certainly is. A lot of interest when I was on my 7-week tour. Drummed up a bit of business, got some interest in the training course. Don't forget, next class starts October the 7th. If you want to join in, call me on 503-568-7077. That's after the show. Call me on 503-568-7077 and take reverse speech training. It's a way of the future. It will eventually change society. It will eventually usher us into an age of truth. We're not ready for that age of truth yet. Not at all. And if any one of you followed my regular progress in America, I was fairly big on the Art Bell Show back in the late 80s, and my ending with Art Bell was rather abrupt. And that's all covered in the book. Here we have what he had to say about it all.
I tell you, it is power, David. It may almost be too much power. I have questions about that and whether the world is really ready for that kind of absolute truth, you know? And I wonder if reverse speech is going to end up in a fist fight. It probably is.
Quite an ominous prediction. I wonder if reverse speech is going to end up in a fist fight. It probably is. Well, it certainly did in America, and it ended up in a fist fight in America. All of that is in my book when it comes out. It's all covered. So I will give you plenty of warning about that as the time comes along. Okay, so we've got a few more minutes left before we get to the bottom of the hour. So I don't know. Let's just pull out some reversals at random here. I think some reversals that went over the best in my lectures was some of the future tense predictions, like the reversal that always takes people's breath away is the one on JFK when he was giving his inauguration speech. So let's run this.
The slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
And here he says, head is hitting the car.
Head is hitting the car.
Head is hitting the car. Head is hitting the car.
And that's such a very powerful reversal, because we've all had that image of JFK's head being hit in the Zapruder film. We've seen that image over and over again. So it just goes to show the depths that reverse speech goes to. It goes right down to, well, we can look into the future, we can look into the past. We've just got to ask the right questions, and we will get the right answers. Here's a reversal on a student.
Changes is something I haven't really thought a lot about is retirement. Uh-huh. So then I started thinking a lot about that, about what comes next.
Uh-huh.
And he says, but I will wing it, reversed analyst.
But I'll wing it, reversed analyst.
Uh-huh.
Huh. But I'll wing it, reversed analyst.
Uh-huh. But I'll wing it, reversed analyst.
But I'll wing it, reversed analyst. Uh-huh. But I'll wing it, reversed analyst. Uh-huh. But I'll wing it, reversed analyst. Uh-huh.
There you go. Reverse analyst. That's pretty good. It's actually reverse speech analyst. Here's the ultimate potential of reverse speech. Listen to this. This is a reverse speech practitioner, Jack Johnston, talking into his tape player.
What other metaphor would be the optimum metaphor that we could put out into the world that would attract people's interest and enthusiasm and would attract the right kind of people to the process and to the our mission and to the work that we do.
And our mission is this. We deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution.
We deal with revolution. We deal with revolution.
So how about that, hey? We deal with revolution, because that's the implication of reverse speech. It will be a revolution of truth. Once it's accepted, it's going to change the planet. It's going to change everything. It's going to put us in contact with the still small voice within. It will answer the question philosophers and theologians have been asking for thousands of years. It contains the secrets of who we are, why we are here. Talks about God and heaven and the soul. The information it communicates is very, very deep. It's an intimidating technology. That's why it's taken so long to take off. Although, you know, 30, 40 years is a fairly common gestation period for something as radical as reverse speech. It's like saying the world's round. I mean, it's that significant. It's that much of a game changer. Actually, that's what one of the people in my lecture in London said. Well, this is a real game changer. This changes everything. And yes, it does. It does change everything. U.S. government is well aware of existence. I read you the memo that Scott Jones wrote to Dick Cheney. We now see reverse speech declassified under the Freedom of Information Act in the CIA reading room under Project Stargate, which was established to look into psychic phenomena. Particularly remote viewing, and of course we've covered remote viewing on this show a few times. So there you go. We deal with revolution. That's the implications of reverse speech. The meetings, which I thought were taken seriously, were indeed taken seriously by Washington. I was just cut out of the picture, which happens to me quite a lot. Some people seem to think they can do this better than I do. I don't know. I do the best I can. I try. Anyway, here, what's this? This is a future tense reversal on the speech of John Lennon. I don't know what this one is all about. Let's play this one, seeing it all. It looks like it's a very long file. Oh, heavens, that's 13 minutes. Oh, we're not going to play that? No, we're not going to play that. All right, we'll be going to our break any second. Let me get it. Let me get a reversal up. Well, we won't get a reversal. We're going to go to our break. CIA declassifies reverse speech after 25 years. Amazing news. I'll be back right after with my guest, Richard Murphy. Don't touch that keyboard. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.